In section 6B, we talk about maintenance and testing analysis, which is really not the approach to maintenance, but more of what do we do with the data analysis and how do we evaluate our systems in some unique ways. But also, more practically, is how many spares do we need? The basic notion is that there's a couple different kinds of maintenance that we do, preventative maintenance and corrective maintenance. And the questions that are almost always going to come up is, well, when should we do preventative maintenance in order to minimize the corrective maintenance, being fixing down systems or failures, in order to we could do preventative maintenance every day, restore, replace, repair everything on the system, but it would start to eat away at how often the system is operating. So let's minimize the risk of having unwanted downtime and executing corrective maintenance by doing just enough preventative maintenance. Well, how do you know? How do we collect the data and do that? And we'll talk about that in one of the future lessons. Another aspect of this is there's a whole lot of things we can do to evaluate our system. Is it running well or not? Everything from oil analysis of our lubrication systems and also different ways of looking for cracks or deformities and dozens of other ways that we can evaluate whether the system is operating correctly or not. And so a lot of what we do is look for problems before they manifest themselves in taking the system down. But finally, we're going to talk about, well, how many spare parts do I need? Now, in this course, it's just going to be a cursory look at one of the techniques. And like many things in this overall course, you could spend an entire career optimizing spare parts and analyzing how many exactly you need in order to carry in your stock room in order to keep your systems up and running. But we'll take a look at one of the more simplistic ways of approaching this and some of the key terms involved. So these are just some of the pieces of what's a repair. But keep in mind that if I'm going out to execute a repair, even a simple repair, I almost always need some skill or knowledge as to understanding what has failed and what I need to do to execute a fix. And sometimes I need the correct parts. I need the skill to identify and install those correct parts. And I also need, in some cases, unique tooling, sometimes specialized tooling or diagnostic equipment to do it. So when I'm looking at executing a repair, it's not as, I'm thinking of even my inkjet printer. And the paper, the printer doesn't print. And that's usually my indication that something's not right. Or a pop-up screen comes up on my computer that says, hey, I'm out of ink or I'm out of paper. And then I have to have enough knowledge to open the appropriate hatches and windows and access ports and also have the spare paper or ink available. I have to have my own little storeroom of spare parts. Now, some of these things are inexpensive enough, not the ink, the paper that is, that I may buy an ample supply of those and just keep it under the desk. Whereas ink, I don't keep a whole lot of ink available because it is rather expensive. And so instead of spending $1,000 and getting a 5-year supply of ink, I have a very simple system that when I replace an ink cartridge, I then go buy a replacement for that particular one. But the strategies that we talked about previously, reliability-centered maintenance or total productive maintenance, rely on that you have some analysis of the data that you have. What's your underlying failure rates? How long does it take to do repairs in general? But then the other element that we need, and the last one in this section, is, well, what's the appropriate number of spares that we need in order to maintain the system on an ongoing basis? We'll talk about those and the testing methods and data analysis parts in the next few lessons. Next one is we'll start off with just looking at preventative maintenance analysis, looking at the data we need in order to set up a good program.